Not to drag the listeners through all that. But, I mean, it's only going to be a matter of time before I have to put you on an all-ages show. And I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that song, Feels, because we're going to listen to another song of yours by the name White Roses in a few minutes. But the song, Feels, is that autobiographical? Is that a true story? Or are you taking bits and pieces of things that you've heard about or maybe been through yourself and putting them together?
Yeah, so how I wrote Feels is actually on school night. Me and my friend Aiden were in the studio and we're like listening to this beat, and I started just humming the melody, I Be In My Feels. Like I think the previous week I had this crazy like curve from this girl, so like I was just really down on myself because this girl curved me so bad. So I just kept talking about how I'm in my feels all the time. So I started talking about like just how I was feeling at that time. I was just feeling kind of sad because I kept getting like curved by this girl and I wasn't like feeling it, and which is kind of something that's like in my generation in music, everybody like talks about their feelings now, so it was kind of like perfect, everything like filled out. So being in my feels, it kind of ties to just like how everyone raps nowadays.
Okay, so you're definitely not trying to sound like the golden era, the boom bap. You know, there's a lot of tension sometimes in people's opinions about what's better and what's worse and what's real hip-hop and what's not. And, you know, to me, it's all evolution. It's all just part of how we evolve as artists and the genre evolves. But that said, how would you describe yourself? Like, you know, there's struggle rappers, there's gangster rap, there's trap, there's drill, you know, there's hyphy. There's all these different ways that people define rap. So how would you describe your style?
My style is definitely influenced by golden hip hop because that's what I grew up listening to. But I started to try and do that at the beginning of when I started rapping. I started to just rap on straight boom bap beats, and I realized that wasn't exactly me. So I feel like when I released White Roses, I was trying to experiment with other types of sounds. I can't really narrow my genre into one thing because I'm not trap and I'm not boom bap and I'm not really much. I'm kind of just doing whatever I feel like that I am, and that's just, I'm just telling my story through my music.
And I get that from you, that you're actually being yourself, and I want to give you props for expressing your feelings in your music, because to me it makes an artist more accessible to a listener. I think, you know, people hear things they can relate to, and you know, when somebody's just talking about how much of a multimillionaire they are, that's a little bit harder to relate to, because that's a life most of us don't lead. So that said, what's the future hold, man? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now, and who are some artists that you want to work with in Portland?
Where I see myself in 5 years, I don't know, I really like see myself hopefully headlining the Roseland one day. That's just like my ultimate goal. I really love that venue. Since a kid, just being in that crowd, just like seeing performers, it's just such a cool vibe. And I feel like if I could get my music that popping, if I could like sell out the Roseland, that would just be my ultimate goal. If that was like in 2 years or 5 years or whatever, I don't even care. That's my goal.
That's one of your goals. Okay.
Yeah.
That's big, man. And what are some of the artists you want to work with locally?
I definitely want to work with Mike Capes. That's my guy.
Yeah, he's dope.
He's amazing. He's like one of the coolest guys I've met like in this hip hop scene, and he could rap so like endlessly. He just raps so nice. His breath control is insane. Whenever I see him perform, he can rap. Like, he's cold at rapping.
Yeah, he's actually a good example of what I want to hear and see on many levels.
Yeah.
When I think about hip hop, the lyricism, like you said, the breath control, the techniques, the beats, and you know, the authenticity. You get the feeling that you're really looking at a person be who they actually are. And lastly, I'll say, I want to hear something a little bit dark when I listen to hip hop. You know?
Yeah.
And I appreciate that he goes there, because the music comes from, you know, comes from some dark places. So, well, going out, I want to ask you a couple more things. We're going to listen to White Roses in a minute, and I'm going to ask you to intro that. But before we do, where can people find your music?
Right now, my music's on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. I think it's on Google Play, too, for the Google users. But pretty much anywhere. If you just Google my name, Bird Bennett, it should pop up.
How do we spell Bird Bennett?
B-I-R-D-B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
And I hope that Cable can be part of your path to where you're trying to go to. There's a lot of good hip-hop programmers down here. It's community radio, and people would love to play your music. So you should make sure you come down here and get oriented as a volunteer, and I'll introduce you to some people. You'll introduce yourself to others, and yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That'd be amazing. Man.
So going out, thank you all for listening to News from the Boo. We got White Roses, and before we listen to White Roses, Bird, what do you want to tell the people about this song?
White Roses is definitely the longest song I've ever worked on. I think I made the beat within like 4 months. I feel like the song is very complex. It takes you through like 3 stages where it's kind of very slow. It goes into like a happier vibe, and then at the end of the song, it's going to completely change into a whole different song. And I feel like the journey that I took through my lyrical writing is I started in a whole metaphor about this white rose, and then I kind of tell you what the white rose is, and then I find myself. And I really think if people can listen to these lyrics and apply it to their lives, that they can make them a happier person in the end of the day.
That's what's up, man. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Peace, y'all.
Bed of roses, trying to find the one that I want to take home, make my special one. Bed of roses, trying to find the one that I want to take home, make my special one, yeah. So many colors in the garden I've been looking through. I don't got the time to be searching every afternoon. Red, white, pink, purple, orange, and yeah, hello. Sicko, jack-o'-lin, so I had to marry Lemon Row, yeah. I don't want it if the vibe ain't feeling right, yeah. I can wait until my angel sounds the light. 2018, I'm changing what my ancestors been telling. Our generation is swelling until the point that we're helpless. Hopeless lovers on lotus will flowers keep on growing as soils making a poison. And I'm just stuck in the motion. I'm just stuck in the motion. Yeah. Walking through this garden, I'm looking, trying to see where you at. Walking through this garden, 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 ayy. You know how I'm vibing when with you because you hold me down. Flowers at the garden be moving because we feel that bounce. I don't want an ending, tonight is the best night of my life. Walking through this garden, I swear to God that I saw my wife. Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah. Bed of roses, trying to find the one that I wanna take home, make my special one. Bed of roses, trying to find the one.
Yes, thank you so much for that, Mike Crenshaw. And you are listening here on KBOO Community Radio. This is our fall membership drive. My name is Jenka. I'm here with Teresa. We're excited to be joining you this last few minutes of the evening news hour to ask for your support for KBOO's fall membership drive. We are inching towards our goal. We have about $200 to go in the next 7 minutes. So we need you to step to your phone, pull it out of your pocket, and make that call right now. The number, again, is 877-500-5266. You have heard us pleading and exhorting you to call the number. You have resisted. Resist no more. You have plenty of things to resist in this country right now. KBOO is not one of them. Give in to KBOO, support community radio, and get yourself a copy of a subscription, rather, to Yes Magazine as a thank you for your $5 a month contribution to KBOO. If we have 4 people getting those thank you gifts in the next 7 minutes, we will reach our goal. I mean, just thinking about, yes, it is a building a better world journalism for people that are building this world through rigorous reporting on the positive ways that community is responding to social problems and insightful commentary that sparks constructive discourse. I mean, this is a magazine that really focuses on change that is positive, ending the secrecy of the student debt crisis, the restorative power of trees, the way that four black female judges are using their courtrooms to break the school-to-prison pipeline, how community suffers when profit drives us. These are stories that you can use in your life on a daily basis. And every single month when I get this in my mailbox, I jump to it and I turn every page in order to ensure that I know what positive changes people are making in the world. It is a real uplifting thing that we need at this time of crisis. So get that for yourself or a loved one. $5 a month contribution to KBOO, 877-500-5266. Do it right now.
You know, I came out on the radio. I came out on the airwaves on KBOO. It was part of my process of actually announcing that my gender wasn't what it seemed to be, and that I was actually more of a feminine kind of person. And here at KBOO, I've been able to be myself, and even though I'm using this mostly masculine voice, people know who I am, and I can be comfortable here, because here at KBOO, we care about creating a better world. And I think it was good for me to be able to get up and explain what it was about, and other people have told me over the years that they remember way back, that was actually in 2001, they remember that I came out and that it made a difference to them, and it made them think about transgender people and what that might be about, and it humanized people. And I think that's a big part of what KBOO is about. And now I get to participate in the news a little bit, and I'm very proud to be a part of KBOO News, because we're out there, we're in the community. I think we're even going to be able to expand what we're doing. I think we're going to be able to get people out to the TriMet meetings and just really become more and more useful to the community. Why don't you consider becoming a part of this effort that's been here for 50 years and has meant so much to our community, to this greater Cascadia? 877-500-5266. The print I'm looking at says, raise your hand, stand up, count yourself in, and look out for that taxi, man. You got to leave more following distance when you're listening to the radio. There's no two ways about it, but I bet you can find a place to pull over and pull out your phone and give us a call. Once you give us a few minutes on the phone, if you've never joined before, it is so easy to get started. $6.25 a month will get you a lovely t-shirt. We've got your size. 877-500-5266, and $5 a month will get you Yes Magazine. I mean, $5 a month, that's just, if you've got a bank account, you'll never notice that missing. We'll get the long yap from that, and it'll help KBOO, and you'll be a sustaining member. You'll be able to vote in our elections. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. But you know, I've said it a lot, it might be creating a buzz, so I kind of want to get in your ear right now and talk to you personally about what you really care about. And do you walk your talk, and do you make your money do what it should be doing, or do you just give it away to the corporations and the government because you got the habit? What do you do? What do you do with your life? And how much do you think KBOO is worth? How about an hour's wage per month? That, you know, for some of you, that'll get you the KBOO hoodie. For others, it'll get you Yes Magazine. But 877-500-5266 is how you're going to get that started, how you're going to get along the path of becoming much more of a part of KBOO Radio. And as I've said before, if you've been a sustainer for a long time, it's time to bump it up to $25 a month so that you can get your own KBOO hoodie. You can zip it up against the weather, pull that hood up when you need it, and pull the hood back when you don't, and look cool all the time with KBOO Radio's logo on the front and on the back too. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got it on the front and the back now. It's a black hoodie with the logo in red and dark blue. KBOO Radio, that star logo with the lightning bolts coming out from the star tower of KBOO. And you can wear that around town as the weather changes. Maybe you're headed out to see the Swifts this evening. The KBOO hoodie will be perfect for that. Come on down, pick it up on the way, and you'll be ready as the evening cools off, and that could be a $25 a month contribution. It seems like a lot, but we're asking people to dig deep. It may be more than you give to any other organization, but yet it is so worth it, because KBOO is the place where all of these organizations have a voice, where every cause that you support, where every issue that you're a part of has a space in order to make sure that everyone knows what's going on, and that communication is key to connecting people, to empowering communities, and to making sure that we're all informed about everything happening in our community. When I turned to look at Yes Magazine and what they're having on right now, there's an article about five ways that small actions have huge power. When people make the argument, oh, it doesn't really matter what individuals do. It's just, we need action from the government, institution, large body of power. But they are so wrong. Every single small action makes a huge difference. And here at KBOO, your $5 may not seem like a lot to you, but it makes a huge difference to KBOO because we've got 5,000 or more people doing that on a monthly basis, and that allows us to have independence. We need you to call in the next minute. We need to reach our goal. You can be the one to put us over the top for the evening news. We just need 100 more dollars. Call right now, 877-500-5266. Call and support the evening news. Just make sure that you are safe, you pull over, but you do it. 877-500-5266.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. Coming up next, we've got more programming for you. Please, if you have a chance, call us on our pledge number, 877-500-5266. We would love to hear from you.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by Trader Joe's, a grocery chain open daily from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Lunch provided by Corbett Fish House, located at 5901 Southwest Corbett Avenue. Corbett Fish House serves seafood dishes open from lunch to dinner. Dinner provided by Bocce's on 7th, located at 1728 Southeast 7th Avenue, open Wednesday through Sunday from 4 to 9. Bocce's serves a full Italian menu. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Folk Music Society 2018-19 concert season. Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore will take the stage in the season opener on Friday, September 21st. For over 30 years, singer Molly O'Brien and guitarist Rich Moore have made it their mission to unlock the secret